Joy, I welcome.
Thank you.
So nice to have you back here.
I'm really happy to be back.
To talk. It's been a while. And the new album is just out.
Right? It's just about to come out, yeah. And actually about, what were we going to say, 2.5 weeks on January 22nd.
Ah, great. Any significance to the date? Or is
No. I finished recording it in November this year, and I just was really excited and eager to get it out, and I felt like I'd actually been sitting on it for a while, or sitting on the start of the actual process of recording. So as soon as I finished it, I planned a release date and have just been working to have something fresh for the new year.
Joy is an accomplished singer and songwriter. If you'd like to come in, we'll set you up in just a minute. If you want to ask any questions, or we'll open the door and we'll figure out a way to get you in so that you don't have to look through the glass. You've called attention to yourself. She's playing with Ryan Socrates today. The two of them have been playing together for about a year and a half or so. And what's the name of the song you'd like to open up with?
Well, I think we are going to open... this is hard. How do we set our first impression? This song is going to be... It's called Pick Me Up.
Joy, I can pick me up.
Feel like a Mack truck, done run me down. Didn't wait a while, it just ran me down. You know I look both ways to clear my path. Looking side to side to see just where I'm at. Hey! Like there's something holding me down. Try to swim through water, you're trying to make me drown. You know I look back to see the shore before I jumped in. So I don't know why I'm fighting just to find it. Pick me up, and I'll be the one to do the same for you. I can trust you to hold me high above the water and the road, above the chaos that we know. I know you would trust me too, 'cause if you pick me up, I'll do the same for you, you, you. Pick me up, and I'll be the one to do the same for you, you. Work it out, come on and work it out instead of running.
Joy, Ike at the Saturday Light Brigade along with Ryan Socrates. And that song is on her new album, which is coming out a little bit later this month. It's called Pick Me Up. And you've got an audience here, which is nice. A couple of folks. Thank you, Andy, coming in to the Children's Museum studios. Do you want to say hello? You can. Come on up. Just hold that. And what's your name?
Hunter.
Hi, Hunter. How old are you?
7.
Do you play a musical instrument?
Yeah.
What do you play?
Guitar.
Ah, so you guys could use a guitar player. Where do you go to school, Hunter?
Baker.
Baker?
Yeah.
And what community is that in?
Up in St. Clair.
Oh, how nice to have you here today. And is that your dad behind you?
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Tim.
I'm glad you both are here. Would you like to ask Joy or Ryan any questions about their music and what they do?
No.
Okay. I'd like to ask you another question, which is, how long have you played guitar?
Six.
Since you were six?
Yeah.
And what kind of music do you like to play?
Normal.
Normal music.
Yeah.
Do you play songs? Sometimes people play classical guitar, or sometimes they play rock songs. Do you have an electric guitar?
No.
So an acoustic guitar. Well, Joy is going to play a ukulele at one point today, which, have you seen one before?
No.
That's like a guitar. It has four strings on it, though, and it's got a higher sound. It's nice to have you here. As long as you're on the radio, do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
Papa.
Papa. Great. And I don't know if your dad, Tim, wants to say anything. He can. Do you have any questions of Joy? Honestly, this happens. You're allowed to talk, too. I won't ask you how old you are, though.
No, fantastic job on that last song, though. How long have you been singing for?
About 8 years now.
Yeah, it's great. And same with you with the drums and everything. It's pretty neat.
Great. Have you been here to the Children's Museum before?
No, this is our first time.
Well, how nice that you're here. What have you done so far? Have you made anything up in the make shop, or did you just get here?
Yeah.
I'm very honored that you made us one of the first places that you've come to. Joy, what would you like to do next?
This is a song called Go, and it's probably one of the bigger songs on the album. And it's about going and doing. And I guess for me as a songwriter, it's just about doing what I love to do unapologetically. So.
And when we come back after this next song, we're going to talk, and you might find this interesting too, Hunter, we're going to talk a little bit about, when did Joy start doing these types of things? And, you know, was she young? Did she come by? She's still young, but did she come by music mm-hmm. when she got older? We'll learn more about it. But now another song from the forthcoming album that will be out very shortly, All or Nothing. The song's called Go.
Okay. Don't let it low. Let out of sight. Then get up and go.
Yeah. Ooh, that song showcases Ryan's drumming nicely, and just the blend of you two playing together. You can really feel the vibrations. It's kind of not hard. I was going to say it's going to be hard to play together, but you really, if it's just the two of you, you really have to have a pretty special relationship to be able to play together. And I would think so.
Ryan is so important to me, and I tell him this all the time, and I tell Jason Rafalak, actually, he's a teacher, and he caught pink eye last night, so he couldn't be here. I know, I think from one of his students. But
you sure it wasn't conjunctivitis? No, I'm kidding.
But Ryan and Jason have been playing with me, Jason for about maybe 3 years now. Ryan's been playing with me for about a year, year and a half, and they really make the music what it is. In the live show specifically, there's so much energy that it's hard to capture everything I hear in my head sometimes, unless, you know, there's that support. So they're very vital, and they're very important to me, and I'm glad that Ryan could join me on the air today.
I forget how much I love you. You use an expression that I use a lot, and I hear things in my head, too, in a good way. And I often, I don't know if I'd call it frustration, but I mean, there's incredible joy if I'm able to
articulate,
deliver
what
I hear in my head. And I've often, you know, for an artist, a visual artist, to be able to paint or create a sculpture that represents what he or she has thought about is something. I can't do that,
yeah.
But I can only imagine the joy that would bring. And there are things, you know, that I hear sometimes, mm-hmm. and it's to be able to share it with somebody is great, but sometimes it's really hard to get it out of there. So Hunter's here. You're 7, right?
Yeah.
And there are other people that are listening who are young, especially on IQ Kids Radio debut day today.
Mm.
So I'm curious, can you remember some of your earliest musical imprints? I'll share some of mine too, but I know... And I think I hope I haven't mentioned this too many times, but my mom used to play Fats Waller on the piano, and she also would play some other boogie-woogie songs. And from the time I was 3 or 4, I would just watch her left hand, and she was left-handed, so she was really good at the left-hand parts. I would watch her left hand, you know, making all those notes, and that was one of my earliest exposures to music. Do you remember any of yours?
I definitely remember. I know as a kid, it was so funny because now it's one of my most cherished memories, but every Saturday morning, my dad, he had a ministry at a nursing home that was probably about 30 or 40 minutes from our house. And every Saturday he would drag my sister and I there. We would go reluctantly, but we'd go there and we'd sing hymns to the people living at the nursing home. And I remember every Saturday, I was just like, okay, peace, let's just get through today. But now it's just like, I know it's one of my formative memories, you know? So that definitely was a very important part. And I also just remember, you know, music was just always around, you know, it was always around. And having Nigerian parents, you know, music and drums specifically are just a huge part of culture. And so I know that, you know, when it comes to music, the first thing I hear when I'm writing a song is always the drums. You know, I always hear a beat. And people who come to live shows know that I move a lot when I play,
yeah.
and I'm always tapping my foot because it's what I hear in my head, and I'm always making vocal percussion sounds and snapping and clapping because it's just part of the set, part of the songs.
Ryan, how about for you? Can you remember? And how old were you, Joy, when you would go to nursing homes?
Well, I must have been in elementary school, so it probably was 5th or 6th grade.
And I don't want to put you on the spot. I was just curious. I think we can hear you if you lean up. Andy, is that going to work?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Probably the first also forced musical thing was piano lessons at the age of 5 or 6. And those proved to be a very hard thing for me to do. I never really liked playing piano. And I gave it up to play drums in around 6th grade or so. But those weekly piano lessons were actually the part of the dread of my childhood. However, looking back, I wish I had continued playing piano because I actually use piano all the time now to write and teach music. And if I only had continued those piano skills, I'm sure things would be easier. But yeah, piano was my first instrument, then I moved on to the drums.
Yeah, I forgot those John Thompson books and the Mel Bay books. And
you remember that?
All of those books, and I went through those too. And I did not, I can play the piano, but I didn't become very accomplished at it. But that's another memory of mine too. Joy Ike is here with us, if you're just joining us, and she's playing along with Ryan Socrates. She has a brand new album called All or Nothing, and we're getting a nice sneak listen to some of the tracks before it officially gets released just about in a week and a half. What would you like to do next?
This next song is called Time. I think I might have actually played this on the air before last
I think you
last
have.
Time here.
Yeah.
And this song is actually one that's existed for a while, but it's not on an actual album. I wrote it for a couple's wedding a few years ago, and I did a fundraiser project for my last album, Rumors, and asked people to donate to the making. And one of the reward levels was I would write a song, so a couple asked me to write it for their wedding. So this is basically their story put to music, and it's called Time. I can't remember how it feels to live a day all by myself and never really worry about someone else. I do remember when I found I could stick by you all the time and never really worry that I was wasting my time. As we travel worlds and we make art, we'll never really worry about wasting our time. This is our life and how it starts as we travel worlds and we make guard. We'll never really worry about wasting our time. We'll never really worry.
Joy, Ike, what a great song. Did they hear that before the wedding?
They did. They actually used it as the aisle song. So yeah. It was written for them to use during the wedding.
Okay, but did they hear it? Did they hear it before they walked
before
down
they
the
used
aisle?
It.
Okay, what a great song. There's somebody, would you like to say hi? Here's a microphone. Come on over. Somebody's coming. It's okay. What's your name?
Isabella.
Isabella? How old are you?
7.
And have we met before? Have you ever been here?
Yeah.
I thought so. I recognize you. Have you? You've been here to make some cards before, haven't you?
Yeah.
I thought so. Do you play a musical instrument?
Oh, yeah.
What do you play?
The piano.
Oh, so have you been taking a look at Joy as she's been playing?
Yeah.
Is there anything you would like to know about how she plays or any questions you might be curious about?
How did she play? What song?
Well, that last song was called Time.
And that's a song she actually wrote. Have you ever written any songs, Isabella?
Oh, yeah.
What kinds of songs have you written?
I'm writing my own song.
And do you base them on how you feel or on things you see?
No.
Where do they come from?
They come from...
usually your heart, probably, or...
they came from my brain.
Your brain. That's a good place for songs to come from. Well, it's so nice to have you here, and you're here with your mom, I think, today, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right behind
yes.
you. Mm-hmm. It's nice to meet you. And you can even, you know, get closer to see what the piano looks like if you want to.
As... I want to.
Yeah, I thought you might.
I love it.
Yeah, and Joy is here. That was a beautiful song. I loved the rhythmic keys at the end, which to me sounded like a clock in motion as time moves on. And I am quite sure I'm not the only one who saw a little bit of the Book of Ruth, I will follow you wherever you go, which is used in a lot of weddings, including my own, and that's a gorgeous song.
Well, what's interesting about that was when I released it, I did an EP release, and the instrumentation and the arrangement on the album is very different than the release we did when we put this out. But we kind of played on the words time, and we did Time Past, which was a guitar mandolin version of that song, and then we did Time Present, which was a piano upright bass, and then we did Time Future, which was an electronica version.
Neat.
So we had fun with the title.
Well, that's quite a burden isn't the right word, quite an honor to be have a song commissioned for a wedding and to... you take it very seriously, and it's a daunting, I guess is the word I'm looking for, a pretty daunting task.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that is that I've had an opportunity to write a couple other commissioned songs in the past few years, and I just wrote one for a couple's 20th anniversary and another couple's 5th anniversary, and then one for a choir director to celebrate his 30-year anniversary as a choir director at a church. So it's been an interesting experience, and I really enjoyed doing that.
You know, that it's nice to know that's happening, and what a nice gift to give to somebody. Don't do them all at Christmas time because the poor songwriters would be all writing too many songs at once.
True.
You know, you reminded me that in 2 weeks, right here at the Saturday Light Brigade, Peter Yarrow is performing live.
Okay.
And people think of the wedding song from Noel Paul Stuckey, and Peter, of Peter, Paul, and Mary, will be here live in studio. He wrote Puff the Magic Dragon and other songs, and we're excited to have him here. That will be in 2 weeks. We probably have time for one or two more, your choice. And it's just great to have you here.
Well, I think I'm going to try and squeeze two in. I wanted to mention that in about 3.5 weeks, or 3 weeks really, I'm going to be releasing, 2.5 weeks, the album releases on January 22nd. And on the 27th, we'll be doing our CD release concert at the new Hazlitt Theater.
Oh, terrific. Right nearby. January 22nd, so the official release, and that will be across digital platforms, and you can learn more there at joyike.com. And then the new Hazlitt is the
27th. And great. It'll be my first opportunity to play with, or my second to play with, a full string quartet. And of course, Ryan and Jason Raffalack on upright bass. So we're really excited about that. And so in I just don't want to share everything because I want people to come on the 27th. So we're going to play an older song that happens to be one of my favorites. And I think one of other people's favorites too. This is called Nomad. And it goes like this.
I love this song. Joy Ike, once again.
Nomads, and our kids will know the meaning of love, our world, and love by God, and it won't grow old, 'cause we won't fit the mold. Well, I am surrounded by people who do not see. More money you make, the shortcut you take, the people you fake, it's a disease. Well, I have been waiting on the edge for something new. Oh, no more, I'll create it, you can join me if you choose. So I will leave my scars, you can leave yours too. We'll go real far, and build a house out on the moon, and live like we are nomads, and our kids will know the meaning of love our world and love thy God, and it won't grow old, and it won't grow old, and it won't grow old, because we won't fit the mold. We won't fit the mold. We will never fit the mold. We will never fit the mold. No, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no.
Joy Ike, along with Ryan Socrates. It's amazing that two people can make something so beautiful and so beautifully intertwined with each other. Now Joy is bringing out a ukulele. It's a little bit bigger than the ukulele I have at home and that someday I'm going to need to bring because I think I can play the ukulele. That's a nice instrument, easy on the fingers as you play, and it's a lot of fun. And we're just making a quick change as we do that. First of all, thank you for listening today. I want to encourage you to visit joyike.com, spelled the way you would expect it to be spelled, both joy and ike.com. And remember the new album is coming out, All or Nothing, on January 22nd, and then the CD release party on the 27th at the new Hazlett Theater. That's Sunday at the new Hazlett Theater, right across from the Children's Museum. And Joy's getting ready to close out. Anything else you wanted to mention that I may have forgotten to ask you about?
Well, we just filmed the music video last week.
Nice.
So we're really excited about it because it actually comes out a week before the CD. And while I don't want to throw out any more dates, people can just visit joyike.com and they'll know more about it. And it'll be coming out in just about a week and a half. So.
Great. Thanks for being here, especially on the debut of
IQKidsRadio.org. Oh,
I feel like more of an octopus this morning as I'm trying to make sure everything is right on time. But thank you. And again, thanks to you too, Ryan. Ryan Socrates and Joy Ike and Isabella, still here with her mom. Mm-hmm. And what's this called?
The song is called Happy. And it kind of sets the tone for the new album. It's called Happy. 2, 3, 4. Finally had some time to sit around and settle down and think about my life. I must admit I don't know what comes next, what to expect, but wanna get it right. I just wanna be happy, happy with me. Oh, 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 oh. Some years ago, you left your world to make a new home in this new place. Yeah, Dad and Mom, you sure are brave to let it all go and pave your own way. So I hope you're happy, happy with me. Oh, 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 oh. Gone and my life is done, and I've spent my love and sung my last song. I wanna be
eulogy. Like, she was sweet and she was strong, and she never marched to anybody else's drum. And I hope that they will say that she walked like Jesus, and she talked like Jesus, and she lived like Jesus, and she loved like Jesus. And I made him happy, happy. I made him happy. I made him happy. I made him happy, happy. To be with me. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you, Joy Ike and Ryan Socrates and Isabella. Thanks for hanging out with us. And thank you for being with us today. Look for Joy at joyike.com and the new release January 22nd and the release party January 27th with a string quartet at the new Hazlett Theater. And thank you for being here with us for the debut of iqkidsradio.org, a new collaboration between WQED and SLB that launched today and will continue until midnight. We appreciate your listening and our other affiliates too. Thanks to the students here with us representing the great project they did on water conservation for the McGee Woman Care International's Youth Leadership South Asia International Exchange Program project. Thanks to Jen Stansel of WQED and Duncan Foster from Pittsburgh International Children's Theater. Look for us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.